Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Hideous Laughter Podcast, episode 17. We're on a boat.
Two boats.
And it's going fast. And
man, you got an nautical theme that, you could have used that opening for like anyway, 12 of these episodes. And you saved it for the one where we're not going anywhere. We're tied to another
You're
boat.
On a boat.
This is one of the slowest rates we're traveling yeah. right now.
It's looking lashed in.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, now I'm back on. I'm back in.
So you saw how the Wormwood crew takes a ship using magic to kind of like fog it down, chum in the water around the ship, and sending all the pretty much the entire crew across. But what do you think you guys would do? Like, what's your strategy for taking another ship? Or like, if another ship tries to board you, how would you repel them? These guys, they're using bola bolts. They're trying to keep you on your ship, trying to knock you down.
Well, first off, the one thing I wouldn't do is chum the water.
You wouldn't chum the water?
It's like a hazard on both sides, you know? If I'm crossing a boat, I got just as much chance of heading into the brink as anyone.
Sounds like you're not very confident in your crew's skills.
Might not be.
Or maybe he just cares about his crew.
It's kind of a badass move, though.
I'm afraid of sharks.
It's an intimidating
move. It's definitely an intimidation tactic.
Yeah. So it's very intimidating. It's like, it's the confidence that it sends.
Yeah.
I would do a broadside.
But like, that leaves you with very little to plunder.
Defending.
Oh, defending. Okay. Yeah.
I would use my weapons to defend. Controversial take.
Yeah, like these guys are on a merchant ship. It's not really... You can see, like if you look at the map, they have some ballistas. Mm-hmm. And those were firing at you guys, but they were firing at like the rigging trying to slow you down.
I wonder... So they're in this bigger, bulkier, slower ship. Sure. However, it still took us like a full day to catch up with them. I wonder how much they could have lightened their load to try to escape. Whether that means throwing riches overboard or dumping heavy things like cannonballs or some things that they might not need. You know, it just might get down to this ship physically can't move faster than ours, no matter what's on it. But I wonder how much you could flight instead of fight this if you are on the defense.
Well, that's kind of a risk, right? Like a merchant ship, you got to assume they've got like the whole point of it is to carry that cargo from A to B. So if you lose all your cargo, that's kind of saying like, okay, we hope this gives us a chance.
Yeah. And
even if it does, now we've lost all like the whole point of coming down here.
Yeah. It's like a Han Solo Jabba the Hutt thing, you know, dump the spice at the first sign of the Imperials.
Well, I think a different tactic instead of unloading is take advantage of your weight and defend with ramming.
Steer into it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got all this weight.
I guess at a certain point, it's like, oh, they're gaining on us at, you know, X percent per hour or whatever. Yeah. We're never going to run away. Let's turn at them.
I mean, but I guess you just have to be accurate because you only get one shot.
Yeah. Got to stick it on the first pass.
I think this ship had enough time. There should be more hazards on board. Like the railings should have been greased. They should have had something to get those grappling hooks off of from being connected. We should be stepping in traps as we're walking around here.
They should be home aloneing.
Yeah.
I think the fog was a big advantage to you guys. You know, without that, you got a bunch of guys on the railing just cutting the grapples as they come over. But when you can't see through that fog, it makes it a much harder ordeal to, you know, slice all of them.
So in a book I had read, they did a very interesting tactic where they basically had this character named Lila Bard, and she was part of a pirate crew. And she was one of more than one female there, but they would like basically take turns on like these females, and they would dress them up like maidens and put them in slightly larger than like a rescue boat, like slightly larger. They kept one of those ready, and then they would float it out, give her some flares, and then like have some of her like dowry and a barrel of ale that was poisoned, and would send it off, and she would pretend to be like some fair maiden who like, they killed my husband and left me to die here or whatever, and I escaped on the this rescue boat. And then as people would come and try to like save her because she's lighting flares and stuff, her ship would come out of the fog the next like morning after the whole cruise drank this poisoned barrel of ale. And although it wouldn't be enough to kill them, it'd be enough to weaken everyone. So they come out and easy pickings.
Those are real good tactics.
Yeah.
Why doesn't every ship have a decoy loot boat? You know,
yeah.
They can just jettison like that.
I thought that was a really interesting way to go about it.
It's tough to do that and not like have your main ship be spotted. Like you've really got to leave them. You really got to let them sail pretty far away.
To be fair, this was in a world full of magic as well. So she had wind magic. So she could potentially get like, they had two different wind mages, right, on their boat. One who could pilot this like tiny boat faster, and the other one could start to make the other boat fast when it needed. Oh. So it was a world of magic.
Sounds like a Retta move.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Aretta on your crew.
Oh, Aretta.
Is like a ex-barmaid that has wind magic.
Yep. Mm.
What happens when the other crew is like, we only drink whiskey, sorry.
You think they didn't abort bring mission. A backup thing of poison? That was definitely part of it. In fact, she stated like she would poison. I think she said something about she would poison the captain if he wanted to invite her to some sort of private meal. That'd make it even easier. So she was like, I have my backup poison. But I think she ended up just slitting his throat. So
that works too. Just get
gotta
to
have,
point.
Yeah, gotta have the backup.
Effective.
I do think the attacker kind of approach that we've done here is a little risky. Like an alternative, I would say at least, is if you had built a large wooden hollow horse that floats and put your men within. It doesn't have to be an actual horse. It could be a seahorse or something.
The kelpie.
Makes sense. Yeah. And float that out. They're going to think it's a gift.
Huh.
They're gonna hook a rope around it and tow it to where they're going.
I've heard merchant ships will deconstruct their gates to bring
deconstruct their hull to accommodate the wooden horse.
We gotta start dragging this behind us. I really want to. Have any of you seen the videos of like the cargo ships that are going through the pirate infested areas where they have a ridiculous defense set up? I mean, they put like,
I love the mannequins.
They put barbed wire on all the railings. They like jumble the staircases with debris and also like some of that barbed wire. And then they like jam all the doors to the interior because, you know, on a modern vessel, you don't need to be on the deck to operate it. And they all go inside and leave like mannequins with high-vis gear out on the deck. To get shot at, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of sound-related tactics as well.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Hmm.
Modern
pirate
repelling technology.
I see them with a bunch of like water cannons, too. They're just constantly spraying water off the deck to make it harder to board.
Huh.
Yeah, if you got like the fire hose capability.
So you're saying the Home Alone tactics do work somewhat, like our modern day.
Yeah, modern day, we use
like
Home Alone
hazards
tactics.
And traps.
Yeah.
Emily's like, I was justified.
I'm glad we haven't faced any on
Yeah, careful
this
where
special.
You guys step. There might be swinging paint cans in your future.
Oh my goodness.
Don't get marved. Don't head below decks. The door to the below decks is the knobs heated.
Every time I board a pirate ship, I start running all the water.
Yeah. Yeah, it causes wet pirates.
Just pull the plug in the bottom.
Yeah. Immediately pop a hole in the bilge. Well, I do need to give out a hero point. This one's going to Grady, and it is from Bellandora. Did you know that it's considered bad luck to have bananas on board a ship? I hope you have a banana-free voyage. I think it's even more unlucky to have bananas that have been in the freezer for 9 months on a ship.
Hey, they're just, you know, they're aging them like a fine wine. I bet they salt and dry their bananas on board the ship.
You think?
Yeah. Isn't that where like plantains come from?
I don't know. I think they might be just roasted bananas.
I always thought it was like a cucumber pickle situation.
Oh.
Plantains are a separate fruit.
Well, plantains are, yeah, technically smaller bananas, but...
Yeah, and pickles are sour, you know?
But like plantain chips are roasted, I think.
Oh.
Your head's in the right place. I mean, I don't know if plantains get around the bad luck.
Yeah, I would ask it, do plantains qualify for the same bad luck?
It cancels it out.
Maybe that's why they got popular.
You got to have potassium somewhere.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Got to get your potassium. You don't want to be cramping when you're boarding a ship.
No, yeah.
They didn't teach that one in boarding school.
No, they didn't. Yeah, the chest actually was full of grappling hooks and also bananas. Get your potassium in, crew. You'll be throwing these things 40 feet.
That's hilarious.
It's a good loophole. If they keep them in the rowboat, they're not actually on the ship.
Yeah, they're on another ship, yeah. Technically.
And that ship is unlocked.
Oof. Mm. Then your rowboat's going to have
gotta really have bad robot, luck. Right? You gotta have a robo for your robo because
it's just robots all the way down.
Yeah. That's just sound robot logic right there. Well, when last we left our heroes, the Wormwood caught up to the man's promise and fog enveloped the opposing ship. The crew was asked to take the stern castle, take the wheel, and keep the man's promise pointed straight while the rest of the Wormwood's crew also engaged. The party made it to the stern castle, dispatched of 6 pirates, and took the wheel. They also, Atlas specifically, noticed that Captain Harrigan was almost sneakily assaulted and pointed it out to him by ripping that sailor to pieces in one of his telekinetic wrens, earning the attention of Captain Harrigan. Finally, with Wit behind the wheel, an explosion rocked the lower levels of the man's promise. The ship rocked heavily and Calypso fell prone as 3 more sailors started to make a break towards your area of the ship. And it looks like they have their eyes set on the lifeboat. And that's where we find you now. One thing I do want to note and clarify for Wit. I believe you had mentioned using lore navigation to steer the ship. However, because we're using the Salt and Sails Adventure supplement, I believe that skill is actually called just navigation.
Yeah.
And in that instance, it is used to pilot a ship. So I take back what I said last time. I don't think it penalized you guys heavily, but you can use navigation. However, it's not treated like a lore skill. It is a wisdom skill. Mm-hmm. So if you have it in there as a lore skill, you're going to have to change what it keys off of. Because your value for navigation is actually going to be higher because you're a wisdom-based character.
Perfect.
Awesome. At the start of round 5 is Atlas.
All right. Atlas is the furthest one of our party from the wheel. He's at about midships by the mainsail and only about 10 or 15 feet away from this cluster of trying to escape soldiers. He's got to put some distance between them and himself. So Atlas is going to slither on over to right next to Grady, actually, because Grady is up on Stern Castle and is a good distance away from anybody who could do us harm up there. So Atlas joins him up there. He's right next to the wheel with Wit and turns around to look at these three sailors that are trying to escape together in optimal burst formation for a telekinetic rend. I do not have the action economy to make this non-lethal. However, this should not take them out of action. So he's going to start spinning, and I'm going to need a fortitude save from all three of these folks, Griff.
Sounds good.
That's telekinetic projectile. That's the wrong spell. Telekinetic rend. Here we go.
Okay. The furthest south sailor gets a 16 for a fail. The one above him gets a 30, dirty 30, so critically succeeds. And then the furthest away from the crew gets a 21, which looks like a success.
All right, let's see what that damage looks like. We got full damage on one, half on another. Ooh, minimum two damage.
Well, you certainly didn't take them out with that.
Definitely did not.
It is now the edgy sailor's turn. The one in the back, he is going to run up to the lifeboat and begin untying it. He's going to need to make a couple rolls here. Fails to untie anything with his first attempt, and then successfully starts to loosen the knot. It is the good-natured sailor's turn, who is right behind him. I think he is going to try and cover his buddy and target Kaya with a ranged strike with a bola bolt. Kaya, that's a 24 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay. I need you to go ahead and make me a reflex save.
With an 18 on the die, that is a 24.
Okay, 24. The bola bolt strikes but doesn't tangle you up, and you're fine. He is then going to reload and shoot a regular bolt at you, but with only a 10, is not going to hit. It's Kaya's turn.
Kaya moves 10 feet up to put herself in between this two sailors and the one that's untying the boat. She's right next to the one who attacked her, and she stares daggers at him, and she attempts to intimidate, saying, "I'm not one for trading in people. Upend your pockets and drop your weapons, and I'll let you go. I can't say so much about the rest of the party, or keep choosing to fight, and it will be the end of you." Ooh, that's an 11 intimidation.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
Darn. Well, he is attacking. She will attack right back. She is going to punch with her free hand, doing non-lethal damage.
Okay.
Only a 14.
That's a miss.
Oh, if only I could roll higher than a 6. She is going to attack one more time.
So you
moved up.
Intimidated. Yep. Yeah. Grady, you're up.
Wit could move if they wanted to.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yeah. Although Wit is at the wheel.
So that, I guess, brings up a good point. Does the character that is at the wheel, do they have to stay at the wheel in order to keep it right? Or can they pop back and forth?
You think you would probably need to be at the wheel the majority of the time.
Okay.
But leaving it unattended for a few seconds isn't going to be a huge deal.
Got it. In that case, Wit is going to take a step.
You actually are allowed to stride if you want to, because she ended up striding, mm-hmm. not just stepping. So, your choice. And as far as the wheel, I guess Atlas is really close too.
Yeah, I can grab it if things go bad. It's like right in the middle of two squares, Griff. Would I have to get up to it to do something?
Yeah, or I'm going to say you're going to have to be in this square or this square to use the wheel.
So I can move into one of those two squares on my next turn, Brooks. But yeah, if something happens while you're away, there's nothing I can do right now.
Got it. Got it. Well, Wit is going to stride to the to the stairs. So they're not going to go too far, but just to get a little closer to the grouping of sailors.
Sure. It is the final...
No, it's Grady's turn, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's Grady's turn.
Whew.
I delayed it because of my spell.
Grady is going to stride up 25 feet to be about 10 feet away from Kaya and the rest of these frightened sailors. And attempt to frighten them even more. He's going to try to demoralize the one near the rowboat, saying, "You heard, Kaya. Don't try to scramble to the boat if you value your life." And we're rolling intimidation check. An 8's not going to do it. I really got to get trained in that skill. He's got his chakram in his hand, so he's going to throw the chakram at the one closest to the boat.
Okay.
19 on the die for a 28.
That's a hit.
All right. Here comes some damage.
Ooh, concealment.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All right, so it would be minimum 5 damage, but let's see what I roll on the flat check. 10. Okay, 5 damage.
Okay.
That's his turn.
Now it is the sailor directly in front of Kaya's turn. He is going to stride past his buddy and begin work on the rowboat. Doesn't make any progress with his first attempt or his second attempt. So maybe shaking from the combat happening all around and these veiled threats being yelled, he is not as successful fumbling around with the rope.
I'm glad they're having some effect.
Yeah. It's Wit's turn.
Ooh, okay. So... I think they are going to hunt prey with first action. Which sailor is that?
The perverse sailor.
Oh, this oh. Perv.
You can just tell.
Yeah, you just know. Takes one to know one, Wit.
And with their next action, going to strike out and... I guess throw their trident with gravity weapons still on. Oof, that is a miss. And with their third action, going to command Candy to attack and use the support benefit.
So here's the deal about the support benefit. You cannot attack and use the support benefit at the same time. On the same turn with your animal companion. The support benefit can only be used after a move action.
Got it.
So well, you can either attack or use the support benefit. In this case, since you were right next to it, you could attack twice, but the support benefit effectively ends your animal companion's turn and you can't attack before it.
Got it. I'm sorry. So
you're all good. First time with the companion.
Here comes the jaws. 14 on the die for 22.
That's a hit. Remember to include your D8 of precision damage. Or you can roll your attack and that D8 separate. That's fine.
10 damage.
All right. And then it's Calypso's turn. Calypso is prone. Oh, sorry. Were you going to attack again? That's my bad.
Yeah. And these are lethal, by the way.
Yep.
Does a 16 hit?
It does not.
Okay, then that is the end of their turn.
Now it's Calypso.
All right. First things first, gonna sustain that spell because it's valuable. And then I believe this is the round that I have to Inspire Courage again. So I am going to cast Inspire Courage. And so you guys will have that again. And then I think I will use my last action to stand up.
Sounds good. Back to the top. It's Atlas's turn.
All right, with a vacant wheel on this ship, Atlas is worried if there's some sort of
explosion again or whatever. So he is going to take a 5-foot slither over next to the wheel. That still allows Wit to get up next to it if they want to. There's still definitely room, but I'm just trying to cover bases here in case something bad happens. Then Atlas is going to look down onto the main deck of the ship where we have two of these sailors trying to escape on this boat. Candy's right next to them, and there's one a little further back engaged with Kaya. I can drop telekinetic Rens down the side of this boat and capture all three of them, so that's exactly what I'm going to do. Again, don't have the action economy to make it non-lethal, but nobody's taken massive damage yet, so barring high damage rolls and probably a crit fail, I don't think I'm killing anybody. But Atlas doesn't really care either, so... Here we go. I'm going to need a little bit of a fortitude save from all three of these guys, Griff.
Okay, the one next to Candy. 4 on the die is going to fail. The one behind him is going to succeed with a 26. And then the final one, 18 total, looks like meets beats.
Ah, bummer. But we got a little bit of damage going to everybody. So let's see what this looks like. We got the broken reality shards spinning around. It's going to be slashing damage. Rolling the d6 right now. 5 points for the failure. 2 on the successes.
Oh no. The shards help loosen the...
Oh no!
You definitely catch all of them with a bit of damage. And it is the edgy sailor's turn. Still unarmed, is going to continue to try to loosen the lifeboat. Natural 2 won't make any progress here. Natural 3 won't make any progress. And loosens it exactly. It's starting to come fairly loose at this point. It is the one engaged with Kaya's turn, is going to swap his crossbow out for a mace. Is going to move down to flank Kaya since his ally has a fist, and is going to strike out with the light mace. Looks like a 21 to hit.
That will hit.
Gonna deal 7 points of damage to Kaya, and it's back to Kaya's turn to retaliate.
She sighs and continues to stare at the sailor who is attacking her. If you won't drop your weapons, I'll have to drop your friend. And she attempts to intimidate.
Are you intimidating a new target?
Yeah,
because yes. You intimidated the one that was right in front of you last time.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Ooh, that's a 24.
24 successfully intimidates your foe, making him frightened.
All right. She will first follow through with her threat, and she whips around to the sailor trying to untie the boat, and she attempts to trip him. Oh, only a 15 to trip.
15 is not going to trip.
Ah, oh, darn. She turns back to her frightened enemy and will punch non-lethally. Oh, only a 12.
Yeah, 12's not going to do it.
Darn.
Back to Grady.
Okay, I meant to ask this at the first round of combat, but do these guys look cramped at all?
Cramped?
Yeah. Do they look like they're going for the bananas in the boat, or are they trying to like actually escape?
It looks like they're actually trying to escape. Okay. They're not trying to get the bananas in the lifeboat.
Okay. I just wanted to put that on the record there, just so I was aware.
Yeah, they're taking over penalty to those reflexes until they get those bananas.
Yeah. Or plantains, who knows?
They're grabbing at their hammies.
Yeah. The next question. The one that is frightened, would you say that he's like blocked from me right now by the mast?
I would say he definitely has regular cover.
Okay. Is that that's a plus 2?
That's a plus 2.
Okay.
However, if you were to take a step here, you would have a fairly clear shot at him.
Yeah, I do kind of want to see if I can maximize some damage this turn. So I think what Grady's going to do is try to exploit some vulnerability on one of the ones that's closer to the lifeboat. So this leftmost one at the far end of the lifeboat, I'm going to try to roll a check on them.
Okay.
15.
That is a success.
Okay. Looks like they don't have any weaknesses or anything. Is that a success on the knowledge check,
too? It's a success on the knowledge check.
That's, okay. Yeah. Do they have some sort of, like, special action or ability, these guys?
They actually have a +2 to saves versus magic. You're not sure if that's a part of their culture, perhaps, that is warding them, or maybe something about the ship, but their saves are a bit higher against magical effects.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah. No weaknesses, no resistances, no immunities here. They're regular dudes.
Okay. You see that they're Rahadumi, though, is that yes. Right? Okay. I know that, like, Rahadumi, like, don't, like, religion is not, like, allowed in their country. It's like, people aren't allowed to worship. So I think the antithesis he's exploiting is pulling out some religious token.
Sure.
Yeah. And he'll cry out to this one saying, you're about to be struck down by a God-fearing man. And attempt a couple of strikes against him, throwing some ship nails. 19 on the die to hit.
That hits.
28. Okay. See if this personal antithesis damage actually goes through. Looks like it did not. So that's 8 total points of damage. I rolled minimum again. And then I will make another strike. 17 on the die for a 22.
Also a hit.
I rolled minimum again for another 8 points of damage.
That is enough to kill him.
Oh, okay. Should have attacked maybe non-lethally there on the last one. All right, but that is his turn.
It is the perverse sailor's turn, who maybe now more frantically is trying to untie the lifeboat and just continues to slip up. He's going to try again. really not doing it. And a final time, yeah, completely fumbles, failing to release that last rope. It's Wit's turn.
All right. They're first going to say, Atlas, looks like you got the wheel and much better at the ranged abilities than I. I'm going to make sure this sailor doesn't get away.
Go get him, tiger.
And Wit is going to draw their second trident off of their back with the movement speed available. Wit is going to go all the way around, flank and attack. Oof. And a 6 on the die for 15 total is going to be a miss.
Yes, even flanked.
Yikes.
That looks like your turn. You drew a weapon, moved, and struck.
Kaya would like to use her reaction to move closer to that sailor who's trying to untie the boat.
Okay. Calypso, it's your turn.
Well, I think I should sustain this spell. It seems to be rather useful.
It just keeps paying off.
Yeah. It does. It's a really good one. So that's one action is sustaining. I didn't do a lingering performance last time because I have already used one focus point and I was just kind of... I like to hold on to one for counter performance, but although there hasn't been magic yet. Should probably do another Inspire Courage so that you guys have Inspire Courage stays on for another round.
I think if you have Intimidation, you're within Intimidation range.
That's what I was just thinking. The last thing is I should probably try to Intimidate. Is there a preferred one?
Well, one is already frightened.
But the one that's the good-natured,
the one by the boat is not frightened.
All right. I will try to Intimidate that one. And that's going to be an 18 with a 10 on the die.
18 is a successful intimidate.
Awesome.
That guy is frightened. The top of round 7, it's Atlas's turn.
All right, Atlas is going to stay up by the wheel. It's going to take a little bit more concentration to do what I want to do, but I'm going to have to do it. Now, with telekinetic rend, I can do 2 5-foot bursts. That's great. It's been paying dividends this entire episode and the previous one. But one of these guys, the one that's actually a little closer to getting knocked out and the one that's trying to escape in the lifeboat, is basically completely surrounded by my allies. So if I burst in there, I'm going to get them. And I don't want to hurt my friends quite yet. So I'm just going to forego using the second little burst. And
just target the one guy that's barely been touched, but he is frightened with this telekinetic rend. I'm going to say that just like last time, this is going to be a little, or last episode rather, this is going to be a little bludgeoning hail as it's non-lethal, and I think that is a little bit more thematic. So, I'm going to need that fortitude save there, Griff.
Sure.
I'll take it all day.
Frightened mattered.
It really did.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Hey, you're helping to offset that +2 versus magic.
I know. Still low damage, but that's kind of the point of this cantrip. I can hit a lot of people for little bits of damage. That's 3 total.
Okay.
And it's non-lethal.
It is the good-natured sailor's turn. He's going to step up so he gets the flank against Kaya again. And is going to attack Kaya with a light mace strike. It's like a 17 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
It's going to be 5 points of damage. And then we'll kind of swing for the fences here, attempting to attack again. And we'll miss with a 12 on the die. Back to Kaya's turn, and his frightened ticks off.
She again turns towards the sailor, trying to untie the boat. And she attempts to take his legs out from underneath him with a trip. Oh, a 4 on the die for a 12.
It's not going to do it.
Oh, she'll turn back around and attack the sailor who keeps coming at her again with a non-lethal punch.
Okay.
Oh, whoops. I forgot to do map, so... Oh, it wouldn't matter. I rolled horribly anyway.
Okay. That's a miss. Final action.
The cage that Candy was in, would that prevent... If she were to step 5 feet, would that prevent the sailor from being able to flank
flanking,
with her?
It would.
Okay. Then Kaya takes a 5-foot step to break the
flank. I guess technically you could flank, but it would be completely offset by the cover you're going to get for him attacking through a cage.
Yeah. Lock him up.
All right. Back to Grady.
Okay. Grady sees a brawl forming by the lifeboat, and he wants in on it, so he is going to move up and try to cold clock this guy with a non-lethal punch. 19 total.
19 hits.
Still, I'm just rolling minimum everywhere. 5 points of non-lethal damage.
He appears to still be standing.
Okay, one more then. 16 total is going to miss. That's his turn.
Okay. This guy is desperately now surrounded by all of you. Still trying to untie this boat. And with a 21, finally the boat comes free, and he uses his next action to dive into it and begin lowering it.
If we let this guy get away, he's going to be hell to pay. I know it.
We gotta.
It has not reached the water. You think he's only like 5 feet below you, but I will say you got to either be up on the stern castle or at the railing to target him now, because he's like down below the edge of the level of the ship.
Can we interfere with the ship dropping? Can we grab ropes or?
Yeah, you just think it's going to be very heavy.
Okay.
Wit, you're up.
All right. Wit still has this perv sailor as their hunted prey, so they're going to throw their trident. Even though they are technically 5 feet away, like you said, 5 feet below the railing. So, that's why.
Oh, and his frightened will tick off.
Oh my goodness. Terrible, terrible. 15 total is not going to do it.
Yep, the trident lodges in one of the seats on the rowboat.
Punctures a whole bushel of bananas.
Since the sailor moved from the position where in one of Wit's previous turns they threw their trident, can Wit just pick up that old trident and then try to attack again?
Yep.
Perfect. Well, I forgot to put an add-in map, but that doesn't matter. With an 18, still not gonna do it.
Two tridents on the rowboat.
Rough.
Now you really have to get it.
But we probably should check on that explosion down below. We may be taking on, but the man's promise may be taking on water.
It is Calypso's turn.
It is. So this may come as a surprise. But I can sustain that spell. Even though there was less movement this time. I think I only have 3 more rounds of it to sustain. So I will sustain it one more time. And then I'm going to probably get Inspired Courage one more time. And then I have intimidated the one that's currently on the boat already. So thinking of some one action things I can do in my current location.
You can intimidate the other one.
That's what I was thinking. All right, well, I'll do that. Just doing a little round of intimidation and supporting my friends.
These guys are getting yelled at by everybody.
Nat 20.
Whoa!
28.
All right, Frightened 2. Atlas is up.
Atlas is the only one left up on the stern castle, which sounds like he may have decent angle on this guy that's descending to get him. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, neither of these guys are surrounded by his friends, so Atlas is going to spend all 3 actions pulling up that telekinetic rend, baby. Spamming the shit out of this spell.
Old reliable.
Well, you're the only one that can hit.
Yeah. Easily.
I am not doing lots of damage, but it's relatively consistent here as long as we don't get crit successes. So we're going to be trying to do some slashing damage on both these guys as reality shatters around them. I'm going to need fortitude saves from both.
Are you
non-lethal?
Okay. The one in the boat, it's a 27.
Regular success.
And the one out of the boat, who is frightened 2, gets a 21.
All right, regular success as well. Let's go for some decent damage on here. Middle of the road, that's 4. They're both taken 2.
Okay. Doesn't look like it was quite enough to take either of them down.
Darn.
It is the good-natured sailor's turn, who looks like he has a clear sprint, runs and jumps using 2 actions. Into the lifeboat as well, and then swaps weapons to his crossbow, and that's his turn. Kaya, you're up.
Kaya steps up to the railing, and they've dropped low enough that we have to use a ranged weapon.
They're 5 feet down, so technically that is like diagonal down. I think what I'll do is, if you're not going to use a ranged weapon, I'm going to give them a little cover, because you're like swinging over a railing. I think Wit probably had the right idea. You're going to have a way better shot ranged. But
Kaya does not have the dexterity to do ranged attacks as well as she can throw a punch. So she does her best to punch the soldier right in front, the sailor right in front of her.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I can't roll above a 6. So that's a 12.
12 is not going to do it.
I'm going to try one more time. This is horrible. A critical miss with a 7. Oh, that's all she can do.
Yep. Moved up 2 swings. Grady's turn.
Okay, it's Grady's turn. He is going to move up to the railing too, so we can get a good shot on these two. And I think try to target the one that's, it's frightened 1 now, right?
Yes.
That guy. Okay.
The other one you have personal antithesis on.
I thought I killed that one. I don't think I have.
Oh yeah, you did. You did. Anymore. Yeah, you don't have it on either one now.
Otherwise, I would be targeting that one for sure. Can't tell if I want to do the antithesis again and make a strike, or do 2 strikes. I think I'm going to try to antithesis the one that is frightened.
Okay.
Try to maximize a little benefit here on 1 strike. That's another 15.
That succeeds the knowledge check and the... what is the DC of the antithesis just a normal DC for your level?
Yeah.
Or for their level?
For their level.
For their level.
Yep.
Okay. So you succeed on that as well.
Okay. I think he looks at this one and sees just like the flicker of shame across their face of like leaving. He's going to call out, "Your captain's going to have your hide for fleeing before he's given the order to abandon ship." And when he takes his ship nail, he's going to flick it across his back and rub it on one of their, or like flick it across one of the lash scars that he's received before he tries to fling it through this guy down on the ship. 13 on the die for 22.
That's going to hit.
Okay. 9 points of damage. Oh, sorry. It looks like I'm double. We're double counting here. It's already taken into account the damage when you deal it. I just don't see it when I roll it.
Gotcha.
So it should only have taken. It should have taken 3 less. I'm going to trust the macro from now on. But that's his turn.
All right. It is the sailor that originally loosed the ship's turn. He's going to spend 3 actions lowering the ship down 5 feet each time. And it is now in the water. And notably now they are 20 feet down from you. So, or I guess they'd be 15 feet down from you.
This probably brings them out of where Atlas could see them, right?
Yeah, you probably got to get to the railing now.
Yeah.
It's Wit's turn.
And I kind of asked that specifically because I think if that's the case, and knowing that Wit has thrown both of their tridents, Atlas will shout out, "Wit, get back here to the wheel. I will try and take care of this."
I could always jump down there.
Atlas kind of shrugs. If that's what you want to do, go for it. If there's space in the boat, too.
There could be more pirates on deck here, though.
That does bring up a good point.
Calypso can also steer the ship, I guess.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Calypso also has a ranged option.
Yeah.
I think Wit's out of ranged options.
Correct. Oh. Is there space in this boat to jump down, if that were the case?
There is space, but I will say it's going to...
Yep, it would...
take you a decent amount of time to get back on the boat.
Yeah.
I don't... That seems really risky.
Let's shoot him from above.
Wild.
Could send Candy down there.
You could delay till after Atlas.
Yeah, and that is...
Kind of see how it goes.
To see if Atlas can take care of them with a ranged option.
And that is actually exactly what I was thinking to do. Atlas can also retrieve said tridents.
Yeah, a little break in the action. I can spend a couple rounds getting them back.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
If you want to bum a couple ship nails off of me too at some point, if you take your turn later, you could do that.
Yeah. So Wit is going to delay until after Atlas.
Sounds good. It's Calypso's turn.
I think Calypso, this will be the first time that she's not going to inspire courage, and so that'll go away after this turn, and is going to not sustain that spell by moving up next to where Wit is standing, and then going to cast down, because I don't think I'm in a spot where I can do some sort of cone, so I'm going to do a phase bolt at...
How big's your cone?
Cone is 15 foot.
They're 15 feet down.
Oh, do you think I can just... Can I angle it down like that?
I don't see why you couldn't. They're flat along the ship. If you wanted to angle a cone down, they'd be at the widest part of the cone. You should be able to get the two of them without anyone else.
Even where I'm at?
So think of a 15-foot cone from where you are, and then if it hits them straight out, or, you know what I mean? Like, if you were on a level plane and it would hit them, then it should hit them when it angles down.
Okay, yep, that makes sense. Okay, cool. So then I will use Haunting Him.
Okay.
Awesome cantrip.
Yeah, I really like to imagine partly when I start doing this, like, little images of skulls come out. But anyways, I need fortitude saves.
Oh, I love it. No, I love it.
Yeah, you see this eldritch energy start to form around Calypso and these yawning skulls coming from the instrument. The perverse sailor succeeds.
He's into it, yeah.
The good-natured one.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no. All right, well, Here is your 4 sonic damage, which would be cut in half.
Kills the perverse sailor.
Knocks him out or kills him?
He's
taking some non-lethal.
I think he may have taken some non-lethal, so probably just knocks him out.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, that's a relief.
I think Atlas is a couple of
non-lethal. Atlas has done at least one non-lethal on him. Speaking of, it is Atlas's turn.
Great. So, now Vit, take the wheel.
And he is going to slither on over to the railing, take a look down at the remaining Rahadumi in the escaping boat, and do what he does best, telekinetic rend on this guy. I'm going to need a fortitude save.
I will say, he doesn't get the +2 against a projectile.
Is he outside of the mist at this point then? Because that would change what I do.
I guess you have a... because you guys are still in the mist, so there would still be concealment involved in that. It works both ways. If they're out of it, you're in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can... that makes sense then.
But the damage potential is definitely higher if I do telekinetic projectile. But these guys' ACs are not gimmies either. It's like an 18 or a 19, and... so I have a roughly 50% chance to hit him. This is basically guaranteed damage if he does not critically succeed. So I'm going to need that fortitude save.
Sure. That's a 21.
All right. So it'll be half. I need to roll high, and I still don't think that's going to put him down, unfortunately. But I got range on this sucker, so I'm just going to keep at him until he dies. 4 total. Rounds down to 2.
Yes, he's still up. It's Wit's turn.
I hate to wreck on this, but I didn't roll a flat check against him when I did 9 points of damage to him. Do you want me to...
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We're past it.
All right.
Wit is going to take Atlas's advice. Well, not advice, command. I don't know. Going to take the wheel. Either way. Move their full stride or full land speed movement 25 feet. Take the wheel, and then command Candy to guard the stairs for any other combatants coming up. So Candy is going to move her 20 feet, excuse me.
If you're commanding, Candy can move twice, depending on where you're trying to.
Smart, guard the other rowboat.
Then you have one more action.
Oh, is it not an action to, I guess, direct the wheel? Or is it just a maintain?
Oh, if you want to grab onto the wheel, then I'll consider it manned if anything happens. So if you want to use an action to do that, for sure.
Oh, I'm
firmly grasping.
Use those sticky fingers.
All right, in that case, it is the good-natured sailor's turn, who's going to spend 2 actions pulling out a dagger, 1, and then cutting the rowboat free, another, and the final action is going to, like, push off from the man's promise, drifting out 10 feet. It's Kaya's turn.
Oh, no.
Kaya?
If he's doing that, he's got our other guy on there. Our other unconscious one. Mm-hmm.
And 2 tridents.
Oh, yeah.
Basically giving them weapons.
Kaya swaps her rapier with a harpoon, holding the rope in one hand and the harpoon in the other. And she is going to target that rowboat.
Okay. What's the range increment on your harpoon?
The harpoon is 30 feet.
Okay, then you're fine. You're not taking any range penalty here. Just roll.
Roll, okay.
And I'll tell you if you hit.
Oh, my gosh. It's an 11.
Object's got an AC of 10.
A hit?
Yes!
So that's a hit on the rowboat. Roll me some damage, though.
Okay. Minimum damage of 5.
Let me see.
This is why we chum the waters.
I'm really not trying to kill them. I would like to capture them alive. but it might be too late.
Okay, the hardness of wood is 5.
No.
Oh,
were you going with, like, if you deal any damage to it?
Yeah, I was basically going to say if you damage the ship, you embed into it.
Oh.
If it has enough hardness that it glances off, it glances off. So in this case, it does glance off.
Oh, if only I wouldn't have rolled minimum damage.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Rough.
So that was swap weapons, throw.
It's tethered, so you could reel it back in with an action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she'll do. She'll pull it back and be ready to throw again.
Okay. Grady.
Grady sees Kaya line up a perfect throw and connect with the boat, but the harpoon bounce into the water. You'll make a whaler of yourself yet, Kaya. He is going to pull out a ship nail and then try to throw it at this one. We've dealt some non-lethal to him by now, I think. Mm-hmm. 20 feet down, 10 feet out. I think he's out of his 20-foot range increment at this point. So he's going to take
your second range increment.
He'll take a penalty to this. Oh. But a natural 20.
That's a crit, my friend. Go ahead and roll me some damage.
All right. Here we go. Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Consuming.
I hope this doesn't ruin it.
I guess we didn't do concealment on the harpoon either.
Oh, yeah.
13. I'm fine on the concealment. Yep. Here comes the critical damage. The antithesis is like it counts as a weakness, so it doesn't get added into this, which it'll work out fine when you take it. But 12 points of damage without that.
Must do it.
Dang. 12 points of damage is enough to knock him. He takes it like right in the chest and is knocked unconscious into a pile of bananas.
Correct.
As he falls prone into the rowboat that is still drifting out there with his other unconscious crewmate and Wit's harpoons.
Mm-hmm. So many weapons on there.
But now we have, it's not a pressing threat. Like, we can eventually, when the combat's done, we can circle back to it and get him.
If it doesn't float away.
That's true, yeah. Grady, relieved, cry out, we're not going in the sweat box yet. He will then stride over in between Kaya and Calypso and pick up the chakram that is on the ground there to have that.
Okay.
That's his turn.
It's Calypso's turn.
I mean, at this point, Calypso has nothing to do here. I don't think I can help actually get the boat back at all. There's just not... I don't think I've got any spells or anything that would help with that. So I think I might use this turn to walk back to my little hidey hole area just in case more people come up from those stairs and I'm not super close to it. And then, you know what? She's just going to keep inspiring courage.
Okay. Keep that inspired courage up. It is Atlas's turn at the top of round 10.
All right, with not much to do, Atlas is going to try and do a little cleanup crew stuff. So he is going to target one of the one of the tridents that is lodged into this boat here and try and bring it back. Now I have the special psychic mage hand, which means I can lift this and my range is 60 feet, so it's well within my range. However, I can't move it very far. I can only move it 20 feet this round. So it's only, the boat was only 15 feet away from the man's promise, but we are up a considerable distance. So I can get it like close to the railing probably, but I don't think I can get it over the railing yet.
Right, that's your full turn.
That's two actions, and then I really don't have anything else to do, honestly. I'll just forego the last one, I think. I'll have Scribbles throw up a glass shield just in case I get jumped.
Sure. Wit, you are at the helm.
All right. Well, with no more combatants and nothing, no more combatants that we can see, I think they are going to say, Kyle, if you harpoon that rowboat and reel it back in, we'll be able to take those sailors back. And Calypso, if you take the wheel, I can guard those stairs.
I be able to take those the wheel.
Perfect. So Wit is going to take two actions to move over to the stairs and raise a shield standing next to Candy. And that's it. Oh, and if anyone would back me up, I would gladly check on that explosion down below.
Or Arthur's ver to hold the stern castle, we will hold the stern castle. Unless ordered otherwise. We cannot let the Rahadumi take control of this vessel again.
That is... I apologize. That is a good point. If it sinks on the captain's orders, that is what is going to happen.
All right, Kaya is up.
They're not going to get away that easily. She throws her harpoon again.
Okay.
A 20!
That hits.
All right, and then
some damage.
Do I need to roll concealment for this still?
Yes.
You have got to be kidding me. No, that's no. A 4.
Reel it in and toss again.
Yeah.
I'm targeting a whole ship and I can't even do that. Yeah. She reels it in.
It's a foggy ship.
And then she throws again at map. Oh, natural 20 for a 22.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you can hit through concealment.
If only boats could be Chris.
Well, I mean, technically, I guess, for hardness purposes.
Well, you can't crit an object.
They're objects.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's the beauty of second edition.
And another 20.
All right, with two 20s, I'm gonna add one to your damage. So you can't fail.
Inspire courage also adds one. We are guaranteed.
Yeah, yes.
We are guaranteed this time. I was so mad last time because I didn't have it.
The fix is in.
So you're guaranteed. You skewer the ship and kind of have it now in your grasp. Grady, it's your turn.
The ship is secured.
You could step over and tie it off.
Sure, yeah. If he can help out that way, he will. Step over, spend an action to tie it off. How are we doing on health? Is a little down.
Yeah, and if I get a free action at one, or if I have a bonus action at some point, I'll lay on hands, but I've been rolling poorly, so I've been doing a lot of actions.
We also have those elixirs too. We could take those if we don't want to spend anything just now. But yeah, either or. Okay. Maybe a perception check to a seek to hear what's going on below decks.
Sure.
If you can through the din of battle.
Yeah.
18 on the die, 24.
Grady, over the din of battle, you hear victorious cries from familiar voices, and you hear thick Rahadumi accents shouting surrender. As you look back behind you, you can make out through the mist as like pieces of it part, you know, with the ships constantly in somewhat motion. You see Captain Harrigan exit the captain's quarters on the other side of the ship with a still beating heart in his hand.
Holy shit. That's metal.
And he rushes forward, pushing past Candy and Wit down below decks as several of the other officers follow.
The captain's headed to the kitchen. He needs a meal quick, I think. Okay, yeah, that's his turn.
Calypso.
Calypso is going to do what she said she would do and go up to the wheel. It'll take her one move action to get there. And then she's going to keep inspiring. And I think that's really, really what she's going to be doing.
Okay. From the fog, you see a more formidable foe approach. In a last-ditch effort to escape this losing fight, what must be one of this ship's officers approaches you out of the mist, flanked by two more sailors. And I need you to finish your grog, because we'll see you next week.
Oh!
Hideous Laughter Productions is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Skull and Shackles is copyright 2012. Skull and Shackles and Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. Paizo, Pathfinder, and their respective logos, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo and used with permission. If you enjoy this show, consider listening to our other Pathfinder TUI show, the Bestow Curse Podcast, and supporting us on Patreon, where you can get exclusive access to our other actual play content.